With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
This episode of the Golf Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today and bet $100 to get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast/WYNNBET. All right, DGens, welcome back from the long break. That is, we've had so long off, but we're back for the Hero World Challenge. It's your boy, Boston Capper, with the God of Golf himself, Steve Shermer. Steve, how you doing, buddy? How did you handle the long off season?
Oh, I mean, listen, like, we're in a prime time of golf right now. I mean, it's content bonanza because Tiger is basically back in our lives, you know, between getting injured this week and then next week's the match, and then he got, you know, oh, everybody's going to be thirsty about Charlie's swing, you know, on the range there. You know, we're going to be dealing with that all week. No, this is a great time for golf and content.
If I can't deal with Charlie Woods and fucking Sokka on Twitter, I'll delete it. I can't do both. I can't.
Do you want to go in on your disdain for the
US men's team? And nobody else gives a shit either. Like, every 4 years, people all of a sudden give a fuck about soccer, clogging my timeline. I do not care. You do not care. Don't pretend like you do. I get it.
I care. I care a little bit.
No, you don't.
I'm going to stop you right there. I do. My friends like soccer, so by association, I have to like soccer a little bit. So I kind of know a little bit what's going on. And also, I've gambled on this thing. I got a couple of soccer pools going on, so I have a rooting interest in this thing. So, yeah. Like,
It's the worst sport on earth. It's the worst sport on earth. I'd rather watch a fucking water polo match than a fucking game of soccer. Like, I tried.
That's a bad take.
It's absolutely not a bad take. Have you watched it? It's terrible.
I have watched water polo.
They flop. They flail. That is true.
There was a dude from Iran that you could hear him audibly screaming. I thought when they were going to actually go down to the field, and I thought like a bone was going to be sticking out of his shin guard there. No, he ended up just skipping away about 5 seconds later. All those guys are fakers and crybabies. That is annoying. I will give you that.
Yeah, it's wicked annoying. The field's too big. The game sucks. Like, it blows. We didn't even make it 4 years ago, from what I've heard. And no, it was probably 12 years ago at this point. I tried. Literally, like, one of my good buddies, big soccer fan, I was like, all right, man, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to go all in. I'll watch it. It was painstaking, man. I just can't do it. It's just not for me.
All right, let me give you something
free. And that's the thing. What's even more annoying is all these fucking guys on Twitter, all of a sudden, you're soccer handicappers? You've watched zero games. You don't know who any of the players are. And you're putting out picks like, you know what the – like, Billy Bahati. I'd tail his soccer pick because he watches all this shit and he knows who the players are. So – fine, but like, there's a zero chance that BK, right? He's putting out all these soccer picks. He's just randomly picking shit, and like, he's got a bunch of followers. There's a bunch of dumbs that follow BK, and they're gonna follow his dumb bets. And
all right, hold on. So you're running down U.S. men's soccer team. You're running down America. You're running down Brian Kershaw, by the way.
I love BK.
Why are you doing that?
Because I'm so
that was unnecessary.
That's fine, but he popped into my head because I don't know. I saw he had a tweet today that he had a dream about the U.S. and Iran drawing, and I was like, all right, this has gone overboard. It's like, I just can't.
I mean, considering the U.S. can't score, that's actually not a bad take.
Well, apparently they can score one goal, and that's why I didn't spite bet Iran, because I knew, I just knew if I did it, like, it would, it happened anyway. But I'm just gonna clog my timeline now for so much longer, and I hate soccer. And where I grew up, it was you played baseball or soccer, right? Like, because of the seasons, right? I mean, you know, and that was it. Like, so I was a baseball kid, and all the weirdos played fucking soccer, and all the normal kids played fucking baseball. And that just
weren't they? They're in two different seasons, though.
Yeah,
they're in, soccer's in the fall, buddy, and then spring is baseball. You could technically play both. I played both.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right, but all the weirdos played soccer.
I think you just hate soccer. All right, let me give you something if you hate soccer. All right, I actually watched a documentary on Netflix called FIFA Uncovered or whatever it is.
No, that's fine.
That's actually pretty good.
I'm two episodes in. It's pretty fucking interesting.
Yeah, Chuck Blazer is quite a character.
There's a bunch of characters in that. That Sepp, what's his name?
Sepp Blatter, Jack Warner.
I almost said Straka. Muscle memory.
There you go, dude.
Yeah, it's wild shit, man. Like, I didn't know anything about the first episode with the Brazilian basically coup where he like paid everybody off, and all of a sudden like capitalism came into it and off to the races. So
okay, there you go. Soccer, either very way. Very clean sport.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So, all right. Well, why don't we transition to another clean sport, golf? So,
super clean. What are you talking about?
What's that?
Super clean. What are you talking about?
Of course, yeah, clearly.
There's no blood money involved anywhere, really.
It's not that type of show. I don't know. Do you have any reaction to Tiger Woods basically hurting his little heel and going on the shelf again?
I mean, yeah. I mean, whatever. Like you said, like we talked about off air. Like anybody who thought he was gonna fucking come back and be normal Tiger, all that should have been just dispelled when we saw him at St. Andrews. Mm. You know what I mean? Like it should have been dispelled there. And like, listen, I'm just like everybody else. I love Tiger. I want to see him do stuff. But I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. Like he literally almost had his leg amputated. I think some of the other comments he said, as far as like Greg Norman needs to go and fucking that, like there's a way forward for both of them. Like I was like, oh, well, this is interesting.
Yeah, like, I mean that he basically echoed what Rory said. By the way, I mean Rory said the same thing. I think in the Guardian interview.
I don't listen to Rory.
Yeah, you don't listen to Rory. so I think a couple of takeaways. One, he ended up having surgery after the PGA Championship at Southern Hills. I wish I knew that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have laid a pretty heavy top 10 or made cut prop bet on Tiger if I knew that he had another one under the knife. Not great. Yeah.
That would have been handy.
I think,
once again, we need an Adam Schefter.
Yeah, I think this is another example of how golf is kind of in a bad place when the biggest story is a guy who's not even playing in Tiger, and that's all really anybody cares about. I mean, it sucks. This is kind of it is with him now. Anybody who expects him to compete for FedEx Cup titles or win five times a year, it's not happening anymore. Enjoy when he plays. That's really about it. That's all I really got. So and fuck Tiger fan. That's all I gotta say.
I know you. So you hate the Tiger.
I really hate his fans. Yeah. I do.
I know. I get it. I hate. So I like looking back on it. I hated Peyton Manning fans more than I hated Peyton Manning.
Yeah,
because you know that was it. Like the fans just made them maybe not like them. So
okay.
I don't know. It's it would be cool to see him win like another major. Holy shit.
It would be
like,
cool. I mean, maybe you can fire up a video game and you can win a major there. That's probably the best chance he has at this point. Seriously, I don't want to hear talk of him winning another major. I just
said it would be cool. I just said it'd be cool.
It would be cool. You know, I wish I could win him.
You might go to Germany.
I wish I could win $1 billion. That'd be cool too.
That would also be very cool.
So
we could have a nice studio and you could live somewhere warm.
Yeah, basically. I can pay for this furnace that's basically just an anchor on my wall right now.
Oh, I didn't even ask you about that prior. We can talk about that.
We'll talk about that offline. Not good news. Yeah. Christmas is not quite canceled, but it's close.
Yeah, I feel you, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even tell you, but did I tell you my daughter's car is completely fucked?
Yeah, we'll talk about that offline, too.
Yeah, that's super fun.
All right, well, we definitely need to hit a winner this week.
Spending 10 grand on fucking three cars in fucking 3 weeks. Fucking a month before Christmas. That's awesome.
Things are cash flow is really good for the host of Golf Gambling Podcast right now. Good thing we hit a lot of our Thanksgiving bets, and good thing we hit
all.
Yeah, because that's going right to vendors.
Right to bills. Right to bills.
That's real life for everybody,
by the way. Yeah, exactly.
You win bets and then you pay somebody else for stuff. So all right, why don't we take a break and then we'll start talking about things that are actually happening this week.
All right, that sounds good. So, listen, if you guys are ready to win money and boost your odds, WinBet is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing excitement to Win Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards, are right at your fingertips with Wynn Rewards on WynnBET. Looking to get involved in the same game parlay? WynnBET is your home for their WynnBET Build Your Own Bet, letting you customize the bet you want to make. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. WynnBET has what you need to win. If you're ready to play, go sign up today and receive a special offer to bet 100 and win 100 bucks. There's so much to choose from. All you got to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. So they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Okay.
My buddy's going out to win this fucking week. He's going out for the 20th anniversary of the WPT.
Oh, nice. Very good. Is he going to play in it?
Yeah, he runs the poker room down there.
Oh, very cool.
All the poker rooms. He used to be. I can't remember what casino he used to be. But yeah, he's going out there.
I used to watch WPT like all the time, like when I was in high school. Like that was just like when they got the whole card cameras. Like that was just so cool. So yeah. I would be the psychopath, stay up like real late, like watch the entire final table of the World Series of Poker.
Yeah, Chris Moneymaker really did it, man. Like, oh,
he did.
Yeah. A normal guy can go, but now it's like DFS. Now, like, you got to be like a statistician and a fucking math nerd to win.
Do you remember who he'd be at the final table? Moneymaker?
Was it Wynn?
No, it wasn't Steve Wynn.
Not Steve Wynn. Wynn.
Min Wynn?
No, the Vietnamese guy.
Johnny Chan?
No. Not Johnny fucking Chan.
He beat Sammy Farha.
Oh, I like him. That dude's funny.
That dude was good. So, all right. Why don't we transition to golf? So I have my article up. Listen,
Scotty Wynn. Oh, yeah, you know him if you saw him. He was all over. He had the mullet, skinny. Always had the dark sunglasses on.
He was always hammered, saying "baby" every five words.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. All right, let's transition to Hero World Challenge. So 20 man field. Listen, this show is not gonna be very long. I have a couple bets, I got some positionals, I got some outrights. But odds are short. There's not really a whole lot you can find this week. I would not recommend betting a whole lot. I would recommend, if you're betting outrights, considering how short all the prices are, scale back how much you're looking to win. Just throw in a couple things out there, just have some fun. As far as this golf course go, I have my article out. If you want to read through the whole...
It's a good article.
Yeah, if you want... What's that?
It was a good article.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Did you appreciate the reminding you about what happened to poor Sam Burns on 14?
That was hilarious. That was so funny.
That was a highlight.
It was.
And honestly, like, there's been a couple of good highlights at this tournament. Like, I know it seems like with the golf gambling community, they just are kind of dismissing this thing. I mean, we've been clamoring for a good field.
Yeah,
for months, and now we finally have it.
They're all about USA versus Iran. Like, fuck the hero. Let's talk about World Cup.
All right. Well, anyways, it's a good field. As far as this golf course goes, listen, I'm not going to say it's the best golf course out there, but something different, something we don't see a whole lot. Wider fairways. You got sandy waste areas that can be kind of fun if a guy hits into it. Tight lies around these greens, some collection areas where we can see guys really fuck up like Sam Burns did last year. It's going to get windy this week or two. Like, winds are about 20-25 pretty much all week. And how the winds are coming, they're coming from the northeast, and the golf course is basically, it's going to be basically a crosswind for most of the holes. It's going to be tough. These guys are going to miss a lot of greens. It's going to be hard to keep the ball in the fairway, even if it's kind of wide. And you know, sometimes, like, you know, the average like winning score is like, 18 under, 19 or 20 under sometimes. I think it's going to play a little tougher. I think it's going to be the wind's going to give these guys a little bit of a challenge. As far as some other things just to keep an eye on. So even though this is close to the coast, I always assume this is always past Palm. It's not. It's actually Bermuda. It's the same grass type as Sea Island, Bay Hill, PGA National, and Kapalua. So if you want to maybe focus on some putting stats from those tournaments, go with that. Otherwise, just go with general Bermuda stats. I think the one thing I really want to hone in on is while Ernie Els, I think, did a good job, like his vision was trying to create like Royal Melbourne or Pinehurst, like these wider, firm, fast, golf courses with turtleback greens, tight chipping areas. The one thing he didn't really do, though, well, was diversify, I think, the types of approach shots you hit. And you see that in basically just, the yardages for most of these holes. All five of the par fives are between like 180 and 215 yards. So you're basically hitting a mid to long iron to each of them. There are half of the par fours are 470 yards or longer. And there's a couple longer par fives too. So it's a lot of longer approach shots this week. The range I focused on was between 175 and 225. That covers about 13 shots around. And then you have some of the longer par fives, a couple wedges, but you're not really going to see a whole lot. I think it's going to come down to how well these guys hit their long irons. And we see that in some of the winners, like John Rahm, Hovland, Stenson, Hideki, they've all won here. They're premium long iron players. Morikawa probably should have won this last year. And he just blew up on Sunday. I think actually you mushed him, by the way. So thanks for that. You did. But I had Hovland too, so that worked out great. I didn't have to send a Bolivian death squad to your house after that.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. But yeah, like I tended to focus on guys who were pretty good from that range. I tended to focus on guys who were good scramblers too. I think that's going to be important this week, you know, especially chipping off of the type of mule guys who I feel like have been successful in windy conditions that I can actually recall a couple instances that I will talk about with each one I bet on tonight. Yeah, and you know, just iron play. You know, I think even though it is wide, there is, I think, a premium to keeping the ball in the fairway. Just because, you know, sometimes those lies in the sandy areas can be a little dicey. And with the crosswinds, I think it's gonna be harder to hold fairways. I think guys who can actually keep in the fairway, good drivers, solid drivers overall, are gonna do really well this week. So
yeah, love it.
All right,
love it. Real quick, Tommy says hi. And he thinks it's Spieth's week.
It's Spieth's week. Okay.
That's what Tommy thinks.
Well, then why don't you go over one of your matchups right now and to explain to the audience why it's not Spieth's week?
Because he's too fucking squirrely off the tee. Okay. And so I took Tommy Fleetwood over Spieth.
Oh, God. I sold you on Tommy, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, so he was who I was thinking of. And then you saw me and I went and read the article and I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. Like he plays good in the wind. He's coming in really good form. I'm going with the same approach that I went like before, right? As far as like, I want guys who have been playing and are in decent form. Like, I don't want the guys who are rusty. Like,
yeah,
like they're not like us when you like, for whatever reason, like if I don't play for a month and a half, I go out and play really well. Like, and then I'm like, oh, and I go and play out the next week and I'm fucking 15 strokes over where I just was. So, I mean, Spieth is squirrely off the tee. The putting is a problem. It just is. Like, we've got a year sample size now of him just having the yips with the putting. Like, he started to correct it and then it went back. And
yeah,
and if it's good, I don't care if it's wide fairways, if you miss them here, which he does miss big, it's gonna be a problem. And I just like Tommy's form coming in. I was looking at, where's he at on as far as,
yeah, so he was T4 at CJ Cup. He won the Ned Bank and then he finished T5 at the DP World Championship, which like the top of that leaderboard was Rory,
studs,
Hatton, Rob,
studs.
It was all the top players. So yeah,
it's basically this.
Yeah. So, I mean, the problem with Fleetwood has been the putter, but I mean, Hideki's won this tournament. Stenson's won this
and he plays, doesn't he? Fleetwood plays well at Bay Hill, doesn't he? He
plays well at Bay Hill, plays well at PGA National, too.
Yep.
So, both, you know, same types of grass types there. Yeah. I mean, listen, you mentioned it. I think with the windy conditions, he's actually, remember how squirrely he was off the tee? He's really improved in that category, at least gaining strokes. And as far as accuracy, he was one of the more accurate guys in the DP World Tour Championship, one of the more accurate guys at the Spanish Open. It seems like he's got a pretty good command off the tee. Now, the iron play has been great, as you pointed out. And then
he's number one in this field. He's number one in this field, 175 to 200. You know who's last in this field? Jordan Spieth.
Yeah. Well, I was going to mention, so from scoring, if you go back to, usually I like looking at longer sample size for a proximity. If you take that sample size, Fleetwood doesn't look good. But as far as scoring from 175 to 225, he was 20th on the PGA Tour last year. So there clearly was a big improvement from his long irons last year. And that helps explain, you know, fifth of the PGA Championship, fourth of the Scottish Open at the Renaissance, which, by the way, was windy and had really some windy, tight, you know, tight lies of collection areas around those greens too. So I like they had success there, and I love them this week. I bet him as a top 10 at minus 110, and I also bet him outright 20-1.
I did too. I bet him outright 20-1 as well.
Okay, there we go. So
Tommy Fleetwood's coming in 20th.
No, I don't think that's the case. All right. Let's see. So what are a matchup you like?
So Xander over JT, right? Like,
okay.
JT's approach play has been low key bad other than the major, right? And with this putt, with the putting that he has, it's a problem. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, whatever. He can spike or whatever, but his putting is bad. It's just always bad. Whenever I have money on him, it's bad. I mean, he hasn't played. I mean, what, he tended at the Open, right? But other than that, I mean, his approach play has really not been good, man. Over the last 24 rounds. And Xander, I mean, whatever. I mean, he's got T10 at the Zozo, fourth of the whatever. His approach play is money. He's good with his long irons. He's a steady putter. Like, he's just more consistent for me. And yeah, I mean, I just want Xander. Like, the stats do back it up, but it's just a gut play on that. Like, I think Xander will beat him by more than like 3 or 4 strokes.
Okay. I mean, I think if you're going to hang your head on JT, it's that he is one of the better scramblers and guys with a round of green game, like, in this field.
Yeah.
So if with tricky crosswinds into some of these greens, we're actually a little smaller too. So I think, you know, guys are going to have trouble holding greens and hitting them.
No.
If it turns into that, then he still is. Yeah. Like, he has struggled with his irons, but overall they're still good.
Yeah, I mean,
he can get up and down.
Xander's no slouch around the green.
No, he's really good. I mean, I like Xander a lot this week. You talk about a guy who's excellent from 175 to 225. That is Xander Schauffele. Good putter too. Good scrambler as well. Gains a lot of strokes in the par fives. These, I think, are going to be a little more difficult because they're longer.
There's five par fives, right?
Yep. And I think, you know, a couple things that used to be a nit of mine with Xander. One, anytime you put him on Bermuda, I never really liked him well. I mean, there's not really a whole lot of difference between the grass types here in Kapalua, and he's awesome there. So I'm fine with that. And him in the wind, but he solved that by winning the Scottish Open last year. So that put that to bed. I like Xander a lot this week. I'm fine with that matchup.
Okay. And the one I haven't placed yet, I wanted your opinion on, because I wanted to bet this guy outright, and then you poo-pooed it.
Oh, Cam Young?
Mm-hmm. Cam Young over Homa.
I kind of like Homa this week.
Yeah, when was the last time he's fucking played? He just had a baby.
Didn't he play? He played the CJ Cup, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
I think he was like top, I think he was like 20th in that field. So he just had the kid, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
Like, I mean, taking that aside, that's a gut call. Like, if you think from a golf standpoint, really good around the greens. The iron play has been really good this fall. The proximity race from 175 to 225 are actually pretty good.
Yeah,
but the scoring hasn't been all that good.
Yeah.
I've also had to think about him with putting him on Bermuda, but that hasn't really worked all that great fading him.
Yeah.
And that lately, he might just be just good. And
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I like Holman this week, I think, because he's so good at getting up and down. I think it's going to help. I think that gives a higher floor at this golf course. But
yeah, I guess when I was initially thinking about it, I wasn't thinking about the wins and missing the greens and getting up and down. So I think I'll probably pass on that one. I just want to Cam Young on my card because he fucking hits the ball so straight and so fast.
Then just bet him outright, or bet him top 10 or something. No, all right, bet him outright.
I got no room. No room.
No room.
No room. I got three guys. No room.
I mean, with Cam Young, so I guess I'm thinking about where he's been good, and it's been a lot of golf courses with shorter approach shots.
It's true.
It hasn't been. So, like, St. Andrews, Wedgefest, Southern Hills, the PGA Championship, that actually was kind of shorter approach shots that week.
Rocket
Mortgage, shorter approach shots.
Heritage.
Wells Fargo
was
that long, was, right? But that was long for everybody, and that just turned to like, all right, how far can you hit it?
Right, it's true.
So, I don't know. I mean, I he hasn't played all that good this fall. Like, he was bad at Zozo. I don't think he was very good at CJ Cup either.
He tied Homa 23rd.
Oh, he did. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I mean,
he lost 2 strokes fucking putting.
I mean, that's kind of him. Didn't you say in my text? He's like, oh, why don't you love me? He's a great putter. I'm like,
I said he can, and I didn't say he was a great putter.
Oh,
I said
he can putt.
He can putt well.
Yeah, I mean, Hideki can putt well from time to time too, especially when I have a bet on Russell.
So let's call him Morikawa. Yeah, listen, man, it's just the same thing as when we bet Morikawa. You're hoping for a spike week.
All right. I don't love Cam Young this week.
That's fine. I'm not going to bet it. It's fine. I'm sure I'll find some other silly shit to bet on. I talked myself in off air of betting a couple first round leaders.
So. Okay. All right. So I don't have any matchups because it's my New Year's resolution. No matchup. Yep. And honestly, like, I'm basically picking two guys who might just be here for drinks and they're comparable players. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yep. Do you have any positionals you like?
No, all my positionals were trash.
Okay.
Like, I could do nothing with it.
All right. I have three. I mean, I told you about the Fleetwood top 10. I just really like him this week. I'm basically betting him. It's basically a matchup at that point. Top 10. It's top 10 and minus 110. So beat half the field. Apparently everyone's on Tom Kim this week. I mean, listen, there are things to like. I think the fact that he is so good at keeping the ball in the fairway, even when these tricky crosswinds, is really going to help him. And statistically, he's a great iron player. Now, his proximity stats suck from 175 to 225 this year, but he scores for whatever reason. So either he does a good enough job being a little volatile as far as putting it really close and then converting the putt, or he's not missing in terrible spots. He's also a decent scrambler too. So either there is some things to like. I do think he's going to finish at the top 10. I bet at minus 115. But I'm not on the Tom Kim outright trade.
No, Tom Kim trade? Tell me the trade.
No, I mean, this has been Tom Kim week for the 11th time since August. And
it's been pretty good.
It has been pretty good. I enjoyed it at Wyndham.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
But you know what? It's not for me this week. And then I want to get Rahl on my card somehow. I wasn't going to bet him at 5-1. There's a, excuse me, a road to him winning his third time in four tries, like he's going to try to do this week. That has actually happened at the Hero World Challenge. Hideki did this in 2017.
Oh, that's right. You texted me that. Yeah.
He won like four times in five starts. Rahm is basically doing similar things right now. Excuse me. The iron play is trending up. He's an excellent long iron player. Obviously, he's really good off the tee. He's the best driver in the world. I know he had problems with the DP World Championship, but he still ended up winning that tournament despite that. I think he's going to get that corrected this week. The putter has been on fire. And then remember, like, last winter, he had, like, the yips around the green? That's not the case.
Yes, I do. It was bad.
That's not the case anymore. Over his last 12 rounds, he's gained 0.9 strokes around the green. I don't think he's only lost strokes around the green a couple times since the summer. So whatever that was, it's fixed. He's won here before.
It was always the weird little, like, just off the green, like first cut, like little pop chips, and he would constantly fuck them up. It was crazy.
Yeah. So I bet him top five at plus 100. That's my bet on him. I don't see a reason why he's not going to be in the mix this week. I think he's going to keep it rolling.
I love it.
And just go from there. All right. I guess we're going to go to outrights now.
Yeah. So I think I have Rahm at 8-1, right? That's what we think.
Yes, you do. That was something you bet. Okay.
Right. Right. So just so the people listening know,
which is fine.
Like the random props. Let's go. Sorry.
That's okay.
And I live bet him. They went on the power play and the book was sleeping, so I just lied better.
That's why you weren't paying attention to my Tom Kim.
Correct. We were on the power play. Yes. I was listening, just like I do to my wife when I'm watching sports. I can listen and watch.
Okay.
So anyway, like I'm sitting in the car doing something and I'm scrolling through like the props. I'm waiting for my daughter to come out of the store. And I find this like top. It just says top. That's all it says. And it's just John Rahm is 8-1. So I screenshot it, sent it to Steve. I was like, what the fuck do you think this is? I was like, is this to win? And we couldn't figure it out. And I bet it. So I guess we'll find out because underneath it's top five, top 10, and all this other shit. So,
yeah, great gambling advice. Yeah, bet things you don't know how it wins or loses.
Listen, deductive reasoning, we both came to the conclusion that that's for the win.
It's probably for the win, yes.
Right. And whatever, if it's top European or top whatever, who cares? It's 8-1.
What if it's top score on hole four?
I mean, I feel like that would be spelled out.
Okay. I don't know. You never know.
It's It's true.
Yeah.
It's a local.
We will find out when Rob wins the tournament and then you have a losing ticket.
I will lose my fucking shit.
Yes, you will.
So I got him 8-1. I already said we got Fleetwood 20-1. Yeah, we already talked about that. And I'll let you explain the next guy because I just tailed him for the wind and FOMO because I knew you were on him. That's it.
Okay. I mean, we already talked about Fleetwood. I don't think I need to rehash that. I bet him 20-1, top 10 and minus 110. I bet Scheffler at 9-1.
I thought you were going. Did you bet the other guy we were talking about?
Who?
Matty Fitz?
No, I did not bet Fitzpatrick.
Oh.
Okay. I crunched the numbers and I end up backing away.
His long irons is not good over the last 24.
No, it isn't. He's one of the worst in proximity. And yeah. I mean, listen, like he's a great scrambler, great putter. You can overcome that with the scoring, but even that's a little weaker. I just decided to pass.
So, yeah, that's fine.
So I went to Scotty Scheffler at the top of the board. Listen, the putter has been atrocious for forever, it seems like. I already mentioned earlier that Hideki has won here, Stenson's won here, Morikawa should have won. None of those guys are great with the putter. Shit? Yeah. No, they can't. Scheffler is one of the better long iron players last year on the PGA Tour. He was 19th in scoring, really good proximity rates too. And I, you know, just thinking about it, I'm not comparing the two, so please don't jump down my throat. But when I think about tight lies around the green, collection areas, wider fairways, what I think of Augusta National, one there. Also one at Bay Hill, same grass types as this. He can get it done in the wind too. Really good
Texas
driver.
Kid.
Yep. Yeah, you want to go to the Texas narrative. Really good driver off the tee. Good combination of length and accuracy. He's finished second here. I think this might be the week where he gets off the schneid in a shorter field. As long as he just has a great ball strike, especially if the wind really creates havoc and it's not just a total birdie fest. I like him a lot this week.
And you know he's not there just for drinks, so that's helpful.
No, he isn't. He isn't. So I bet him at 9-1. I also bet Xander at 12-1, you know, just for reasons we talked about earlier. Great long iron player. I know he can get it done in the wing because he won the Scottish Open. Good scrambler too. And you know, he can putt well at Kapalua. He can putt well here.
Yeah.
So 12-1. I think 12-1 for Xander for all the attributes I spelled out. It's very fair for a
20. I think it's very fair
for a 20 man field. And then Fleetwood.
God damn it.
So yeah. So those are my three.
So
I scale back. Like I said at the top of the show, scale back how much I'm looking to win. I only bet 1.2 units total to win about like four and a half units like net. So
I did.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Unit of beats on the matchup, a unit on Rom, and then a half unit on the other two.
Why not? YOLO, baby.
Yeah, fuck it. Sure.
Hero World Champ. You're actually betting on legit golfers, not bums.
Exactly. It feels nice, by the way. It feels good.
Yeah. I'm excited for this week. It's an easy watch.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I mean, it's gonna be a good distraction as the Giants season goes down the tubes. I can just
turn you knew this hero. Has been coming though.
I know. I said it last week. It's time. I feel really shitty about my.
I feel like I'm
3.5 wins.
I have to bet. I feel like I'm gonna have to bet first round leader because Thursday night my team's gonna get curb stomped.
Okay, so you need something to feel good about on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
All right, then. Anything stick out? I mean, there's no wave splits to worry about. Everybody's gonna get fucked by the wind. It's gonna be 25 mile per hour winds as soon as it starts.
It's dark. It's literally like Chris Powell's death row. Like that's what it is.
Okay,
And I actually, there's a first round leader, a guy on Twitter. I'm sorry, I don't remember what the account is. I follow it, and like he puts together some stats, and it's been chopped like the last fucking four times. So that makes me.
Yeah, everything in golf gambling sucks. Favorites are winning. First round leaders are getting chopped.
No, we're not getting negative. We got a good field. I know it's short.
We do.
It's short. But I'll take it. Let's go. Let's. Okay. I want Tommy to win just because it's more monetarily beneficial for me.
That would be fun. That would be a good story if he won. I mean, regardless of what happens, we're going to have a good leaderboard down the stretch.
I wonder how short these odds are going to be for like live betting.
probably pretty short. If you get a guy with a couple, well, I mean, it's probably going to be like always. Like a guy has a couple shot leads, going to be probably like plus 200 or so, you know, plus 150. I mean, cause it's not like he's playing against some bums.
I wonder if I should eat that Matty Fitzpatrick and fucking just write that off as a loss and add Xander. Because that's who I was going back and forth between. I thought you liked, Matty. I don't know. We'll have to see.
No, I did from the jump, and then I crunched the numbers.
We'll see.
I dove in the golf course a little more. I didn't like it as much. Another guy I originally liked was Morikawa.
Yeah.
But as soon as I saw the weather forecast, I was like, no. I can't remember any time it's significant when he's been good. So
there hasn't been.
No, there hasn't.
He had one good round at one tournament. We were like, oh, maybe we're wrong. And then it was.
I mean, the reason why he lost the U.S. Open because the wind came on Saturday. Otherwise, he would have won a Brookline.
Yeah. So I know. I believe.
Yeah.
Did we both have Morikawa that week?
No,
I think I had DJ that week.
Yeah. I forget who I had. I don't think that wasn't a great tournament for either of us. So.
No.
Hey, I thought we were going to be negative.
Fair enough. All right, man. All right. Well, that's for the hero. We'll be back. Are we doing anything next week? What do we got?
We'll be back. We'll do a quick. Well, you might not be here. I'm probably going to do at least a little pot on the match. And if there's some fun props,
I'll do it with you. I'm not going to make you suffer through that alone.
If there's some fun props, we can go over it. But I don't know. We'll see. It might be like a 10-minute podcast.
Is it Tiger and JT and?
It's Tiger and Rory versus JT and Spieth. So we get to see.
Tiger just said he can't even fucking play.
No, because he can.
Oh, he can ride on a cat.
Yeah, ride a cart.
Yeah.
He can ride a car at the PNC too.
Yeah.
So we'll have that. I'll probably bring you in for the QBE shootout. We'll do a podcast. I'm kidding. We're not doing that. I don't even stoop that low. No. So we'll be back next year for the match. You guys really liked our NFL picks.
Yeah.
So we might actually maybe week 15.
Yeah, fuck it.
Maybe we'll just do the full slate. We'll do a mailbag at some point. We'll do a major preview and then Kapalua.
All right. Let's do it. All right. You guys know where to find me. Boston_Capper on Twitter. And you guys know where to find Steve in our Discord channel. And other than that, hey, man, we get some pretty ass golf with a good field. Nothing to complain about right here. Let's go break them fucking books. Let's go.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.